Welcome to the Heard and Empowered podcast presented by the National Industries for the Blind. You're not just a listener here, you're a catalyst for change. Whether you're blind, visually impaired, or an ally, this is your ultimate resource for building a fulfilling career and an enriching life. We're on a mission to shift perceptions, open hearts and minds, and unlock unparalleled job opportunities for the BVI community. Ready to be heard and empowered? Let's welcome our host, Dr. Hobie Wedler.
Please excuse any blemishes in today's audio that may have been caused by technical difficulties while recording. I assure you, the content is pure gold. Hello and welcome back to the Heard and Empowered podcast. Thank you so much to our listener base for all of your love and support. We really appreciate you. We appreciate you coming back every time, following our show, subscribing to it, downloading it. And if you haven't already done so, please give us a 5-star review and enjoy our episodes. Comment on them. Let us know what you want to hear more of, because we're all here for the same goal. The goal is to show the world that blind and visually impaired folks are amazing employees. There are amazing opportunities out there in this country for us. And we are here to support the blind and visually impaired community, and essentially to show anyone who has any doubt in the ability of what a blind person can do that anything is possible with the right mindset and the right attitude. And someone who exemplifies all of our mission and goal with the show, the Heard and Empowered podcast, is someone who you heard from way back when we started, Dr. Jonathan Lucas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thanks for having me back.
Well, it's great to have you back. So you are the director of NSIGHT, right, which is a program of NIB, National Industries for the Blind. Can you tell us, first of all, what is NSIGHT?
NSIGHT is a national organization focused on providing career training and upward mobility for people who are blind and visually impaired. And, you know, our goal is to create opportunities through state-of-the-art training that's accessible to folks in a variety of fields, and then help them once they receive this training get into the job market.
And what does NSIGHT, N-S-I-T-E, stand for?
Nothing. It's not an acronym. It's simply a shortened version of the word NSIGHT, I-N-S-I-G-H-T, and it's sort of the play on the business we provide, right? How can we provide insight to folks who have eyesight and don't understand the talent that they're missing out on if they're hiring people, but also for the blind and visually impaired community, providing them insight on how to enter the U.S. workforce effectively.
That's incredible. So you have had a career prior to arriving at NSIGHT. Can you tell us a little bit about your career and sort of how you came to NIB and how you sort of found your home at NSIGHT?
Absolutely. I spent over a decade being a subject matter expert on refugee resettlement in the United States and globally. And really then is when I started to focus on workforce development, because it became such a crucial element in somebody's integration, whether it's here in the United States or Europe, into society is through their jobs, gaining a career, being financially stable. And so after 10 years of doing that work around the globe, I got into the disability world through supporting people with significant disabilities like autism, fragile X, and a multitude of other disabilities. And after 5 years of doing that on a national scale here in the States, I was asked to come over to NIB to start what is now NSIGHT.
Sure. Yeah. No, absolutely. That's awesome. And, you know, I really appreciate that, and just the fact that you came into this area through wanting to support people and wanting to help people out, you know, and here you are really creating jobs in and outside the Ability One program for folks who are among us in the blind and visually impaired community. You know, one of the topics that we discuss a lot on Heard and Empowered is how nonprofit agencies supported by the National Industries for the Blind, and those are basically the 100 or so agencies who not only train folks who are blind or visually impaired how to live independently, how to travel, how to use technology, how to cook for themselves, clean house, you know, all the important skills that we all need to live a wonderful and fulfilling and independent life. And then over half of those agencies through what's called the Ability One program, which you all heard a lot about and won't go into detail on today, provide jobs either in manufacturing or call centers or in government contract management. So we know a lot about that, and we've had a lot of great discussions, deep discussions about that. But what Insight does that I really want to spend today's conversation focused on is you provide opportunities outside the Ability One program for folks in our community who want to work in corporate America. Because if we look at the statistics, the unemployment rate of the blind and visually impaired community hovers right around 70%. Unemployed population is 70% of the population. That is a striking number and kind of a devastating one when you hear it and when you think about it. So what I really want to think about is you guys at Insight work every day tirelessly to lower the unemployment rate, to create more competitive jobs for folks who are blind and visually impaired. And you do that through a multitude of ways. I know that you have a job board, but just tell us a little bit about what you do to help people earn gainful employment outside the Ability One program.
Yeah, you know, we look at this as a multi-pronged approach because there's so many barriers that are in place, and most of those are attitudinal, competition dealing with the general public who are going out there and getting trained and getting employed, that we have to, you know, really focus on attacking this from multiple angles. So this includes, as you mentioned, our job board, Insight Connect. We have about 450 people who are blind or visually impaired who use that currently. I think on an annual basis, you know, 600 or 700, 800 applications are submitted for jobs that are on there. It's also a way for us to connect to these people. So we have staff who follow up with them, have phone calls and understand what their desires are, what their backgrounds are, and help them move into either a training course or prepare them to go into the workforce through our workforce development department. So that's one angle. The other angle is educating the employers out there. So I do a lot of public speaking around the country, talking to employers about the benefits of hiring people who are blind and visually impaired, helping them understand how to access talent, but also learning about what the company's needs are and what they're looking for so we can come back and add those that knowledge to our training repertoire. The third sort of piece is, you know, I always tell my staff, and I might mention this in the first episode, that we are sort of ambassadors of hope. So how do we really help the blind and visually impaired community understand that anything's possible and that to live their dreams? And one of the ways we do that is through our entrepreneurial program where we're helping people start their own businesses in a wide array of companies and ideas. And so if you marry all that together, you know, hopefully, you know, you can make a dent in this unemployment rate, and that's not something that is a short-term goal. This is something that we're striving to make substantial change from how people are supported at the state level to how employers are embracing this population.
That's incredible. And what an awesome trifecta approach to really trying to lower that unemployment rate. And I want to just sort of take these in order. With the job board, how do you find the folks who have their resumes up on the job board? How do you go about sort of recruiting them and making sure that what they're telling the world is stuff that is competitive, that the world wants to hear, and, you know, really maintaining those resumes?
We take a strictly business approach to this, meaning that it's no different than, you know, having a Subway or a Starbucks on the corner of the street where you live. You know, we've got to be ambiguous. We've got to be able to reach people where they are in a multitude of geographic and social areas. And so, you know, we're constantly using social media to reach out to folks where they are, not expecting them to come to us. But we also, you know, work through state agencies to help spread the word. And, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of
for the blind, departments of rehab.
Exactly. Departments of rehab, and get the word out about here is a useful free tool for folks to use. And our goal is to continue that sort of mantra and that and the communications. And it's not one time and you're done. It's constantly communicating these resources that we have through all these channels.
Do you ever pull from some of the nonprofit agencies, you know, folks who go through and get the training to live a successful life, kind of as we were talking about earlier? Do you ever find those folks interested in work in corporate America and get them in the job board?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's one great aspect about our agencies and the Ability One program. It's a way to start building your career. People do matriculate up through these agencies as well, from, you know, maybe a four position into a front office position. But we know, you know, we want to provide another resource. So that's definitely communicated internally to these agencies. And we always have people on our job board who are, you know, maybe looking for other opportunities or just other training. So they come and join us.
Right. No, it's wonderful. Moving on to the second prong of your wonderful three-prong approach, looking at, you know, finding employers willing to work with people who happen to be blind or visually impaired. One of the conversations that we've had a lot on the show before is about people who try to apply for jobs in the corporate world. And they go to the interview, everything's great until they are seen and people know, oh, this is a blind person, and they get nervous about that. No, you know, when you go out and you do public speaking and you talk to, you know, I'm sure HR professionals around the country, how do you like to find the folks who you know are going to be accepting and excited and embracing?
That's a great question. And I think it comes from, one, a lot of research. So, you know, looking at these companies before you ever speak to them and say, okay, what is their DEI program? Do they have a DEI program? Is it strong? How do they usually hire? Do they hire, you know, a lot of companies maybe hire from one or two universities for positions that they routinely fill, or are their hiring practices diversified, right? Are they looking at a multitude of locations for people? Because that's going to bring a lot of insight into their willingness to hire people who are blind and visually impaired. And then sort of the second part is having that conversation, and it starts with ROI. It doesn't start with, hey, here's a great person you should hire.
Right.
Here's the business case. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the feel good is sort of the precipitate, I think, of the mix of the chemistry. But the chemistry really is how we're going to help that company better its bottom line. And that's through bringing in people with a varied and unique lived experience who can take what they've learned just in overcoming obstacles, what they've learned in how they've been able to get training, receive training, learn, and put that onto the job site can be super beneficial to a company. So we talk a lot about that. And then, of course, the third part is companies sometimes do have certain quotas when it comes to their hiring and DEI. And so we want to make sure that we are a viable candidate to help them fill those needs as well.
Right, helping them fill those needs of, hey, we need to hire three people with disabilities this year. If we can find jobs for three folks who are blind or visually impaired, more power to us. I want to circle back to that ROI piece. You know, lived experience is one part of it, but the truth is, you know, to be successful, and I, as someone who's been completely blind since birth, I'll be the first to tell you that to be successful in the sighted world where we live, you have to work harder than your peers, right? Because, and I know this is true at NIB, this is true at all the nonprofit agencies, and it's certainly true at Insight. We don't believe in handouts. We don't believe in charity cases. Oh, hire this person because you're a good Samaritan. Like you say, that's the byproduct. The sort of storytelling and heroism of it is the byproduct of someone being actually good at what they do. But someone should be hired because they're excellent at what they do, not because they happen to be blind or visually impaired. So how do you help your folks who you work with in our community who are job seekers really show the fact that they are the right candidate for the position? And then on the flip side of that, and the reason I'm asking this question sort of as we talk about your work to find, you know, recruit potential employers, how can we show those employers? And I know this is sort of a nebulous question, and I'm sorry about that, so we can kind of talk through it. But how can we show those employers that it's not because this person is blind that they're the best? They really are your best candidate.
Yeah, I don't think it's totally different than how anybody would approach trying to answer this question. You know, part of it is sales, right? So how do you market yourself? So one of the things we do is we partner with an organization called Accessibility Officer, and they help our program graduates utilize LinkedIn in a really effective manner. So that's step one. You know, how are you using the social media tools that are out there that get people jobs, get people recognized. That's one key element. How are you telling your story in a powerful way, and how are you connecting and building your networks? Because really, in America in 2024, people get jobs through networking. Time and time again, it's an employee referral that gets the job versus somebody applying cold from a website. And so one is, how do we help people understand this, give them the skills to build those networks, to build their story? But the other piece is our training programs. And we have a lot of Cisco and a lot of really industry recognized training programs where it's not something that, hey, Insight thinks this is good and Insight thinks this person did well. It's, they got a certificate in their hand. They've gone through this industry recognized credential, and that means that they are just as competitive as anyone else, right? And so that's a huge, huge key. And again, it goes back to hearing, really listening to employers and understanding what their desires are in an employee, and then helping our folks gain those skills, whether that's a soft skill, you know, communication. We do a lot of communication classes, or a hard skill in a specific industry. If you combine all that together, then there's no question that person is just as talented as somebody else. You know, the great thing is if we have that relationship with a company like a Bristol-Myers Squibb or somebody like that, Amazon, then they're going to rely on us, and they, you know, tend to believe, hey, if Insight says this person's a good candidate, let's take a look.
And that's an amazing resource that you can provide to the folks who you work with, the job seekers, is you have a reputation. And if someone graduates from one of your programs, they now have a reputation because of your name. You know, it's just as simple as a university, right? If you graduate from Harvard, people know you had a hard time getting in there, and or maybe didn't have a hard time, but it took accomplishment to get in there. And then, you know, you succeeded and graduated. So there must be something there. It's the same deal. On that note, Jonathan, tell me about some of the trainings that you guys offer and the certifications, because to me, you can get a master's degree, you can get a PhD, you can do whatever you want. But if you really want to be a guru, and we actually chatted with Nina Bektish, who's an amazing, probably one of the world's best project managers who happens to be blind. And she had a quote, y'all probably remember, that in order to be a guru at whatever you do, you have to have some sort of certification, some sort of accolade in that area so that people know that you have those skill sets. And this is one of the things that I think is so special about Insight, is you guys offer a multitude of certifications, of trainings and certifications. Tell us about those and how those can unlock amazing job opportunities.
The foundation for our approach is to create stackable training. So what we don't want to happen is somebody come in, take a class or a course, get through it, and that's the end of their learning experience, because they need to stay competitive once they are competitive, right? And so stackable learning means that they can come in. I'll give you an example. Our IT courses, it starts out with IT certificate programs. They get a Google certificate at the end. They come back for the next hardest course, which is our Cisco IT Essentials. That's a 10 to 12 week course. They complete it. Maybe they come back from our cybersecurity or cyber ops course, which is another 8 to 10 weeks. And then, you know, they're building their resume. Then they might go get a job and they say, well, you know, I want to go even further. So we have two longer range courses. We have a Cisco certified support technician. It's a 26 week course, but they get that Cisco certification at the end. And then if they really want to knock the socks off an employer, they come back and get their Cisco certified networking associate certification, which is 40 weeks long. And again, they're building these skills up. And, you know, that's just in one of our fields. You know, we do the same thing in sourcing. We do the same thing in customer service sales courses. And now then the other side is we understand that companies are not just looking for technical skills. They're looking for people who are going to be great leaders, great communicators, problem solvers. And so we have a whole business leaders program that was sort of a legacy program for NIB that we've added, you know, a lot more courses to that as well. We've partnered with
Wharton. Tell
me
about that one.
Yeah. So we're doing all kinds of things. We've partnered with Blanchard, which is, if anybody knows, Blanchard is world renowned leadership development organization.
And very prestigious.
Very prestigious. And, you know, and so, you know, why are we recreating the wheel when they have won the market, people in the brand name? We just apply it in an accessible manner to our folks. And, you know, so we partner with them, but we have foundational skills and business basics. We have leadership development courses that people can take. And then we're adding more and more to those as time goes on. And it's not something you come in and take 2 weeks and you're done. This is over a course of 12, 18, 24 months that you're learning these skills. You're coming back while you're in the workplace and applying what you're learning to your job. And hopefully it's positioning you to become a better manager, a better leader, and it can help you matriculate up the career ladder.
And sometimes even up to executive leadership teams. You know, it's amazing.
Absolutely. You know, we have folks who've historically gone through these programs are now CEOs at some of our agencies and executives outside in the private sector.
That's absolutely incredible. I love that. And it just goes to show that, you know, you put in the time, you put in the work, you're passionate. Success happens. You know, it works out that way. We live in a capitalist society, which for better or for worse, commands success and commands hard work and results, you know, and I think it's just listening to you talk about these opportunities in technology and sales, customer service and, you know, leadership. I mean, there's so much amazing opportunity here for people to not only start out their career, but grow their career and climb the ladder. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of our sighted listeners are saying, man, I wish there was an insight for sighted people. Geez, it's an amazing resource. Tell me a little bit about how folks, when they go through these courses, when they go through these certifications, can sort of stay afloat financially. Do a lot of your folks who go through the Insight program and graduate from the, you know, the fundamentals of the program, go out and get work? Do a lot of folks hold jobs while taking your courses?
Yeah, many do. So, you know, first and foremost, we don't charge individuals directly for our courses. Most of the time we go through the company or the organization they're working for or through vocational rehabilitation to pay for it. So one, we're not adding that financial burden to them while they're in the courses. Secondly, many of our folks are working full-time or part-time. Some aren't, but a lot of folks are working and, you know, looking to make that transition. So we hold most of our courses are in the evening, early evening, so it doesn't conflict with their work schedules. You know, we allow some flexibility. We all know sometimes there's dates that we can't, you know, we have something that we have to be at and we can't be in class. And so we provide that one-on-one support. If they happen to miss 1 week's class, we'll call them up, we'll meet with them and help them catch back up. And, you know, the goal is to synchronize this with their lives and not make it as less burdensome as possible.
Are the courses typically online, completely online, or is there an instructor who's teaching them?
We have some asynchronous courses, but majority of our courses, 90%, 95% are online synchronous courses, meaning there's an instructor who's been trained to teach an accessible manner. And then we have staff who are support staff. So they're helping folks during the class and maybe answering questions through chat, but also reaching out in between class time. We have open office hours. We reach out to people directly and help them with homework and help them with understanding critical components of the course to make sure they're successful while they're with us.
Fascinating and such an important thing. Looking to sort of some of the jobs that people are landing as they go through your courses and understand the opportunities out there, what are some, just thinking about your time with Insight, you know, your past, your recent past, what are some jobs that you can recall people landing after graduating from some of these training courses?
Yeah, it's wide and varied. So anything from HR generalists, staffing coordinators, to sourcing specialists. We've had financial analysts. We've had senior sales associates. We've had folks go work for Cisco as certified Cisco networking associates and those type of cyber jobs across the board. Contract specialists, IT clerks, customer service specialists, legal consultants. The list goes on and on.
I love it. I love it. And you know what I think is, I want to harken back to mention of Cisco and the fact that there is a Cisco networking specialist course. Oftentimes people who graduate from that course go get jobs for the very company that offered that course, Cisco.
Yeah, that's one great thing about having a partnership. You know, we have this partnership with a lot of organizations that what better buy-in can you get when you're using their product to train somebody, they get that certification. And Cisco's a great example where they stay in contact with us. So they're learning about our candidates, and it's this easy sell when somebody does a great job in CCNA and the folks who provided that software and that training, said, hey, if they got through that and did that well, we know it because it's our course, and so we'll hire them.
We know they're going to thrive. CCNA stands for?
It stands for Certified Cisco Networking Associate.
Got it. Yeah. So, and these people, you mentioned this networking associate course and job a few times now. What are sort of the quick explanation of what they do?
Gosh, from a non-IT guy here, that particular job is you're basically running somebody's system. So, you know, everything's connected peripherally in somebody's office this day. Sometimes you're dealing with a offsite data storage somewhere and you're dealing with all the peripheral machines in the office. This person has the ability to manage that and look and solve problems when things aren't connecting well. There's issues out there, you know, so it's looking at both the hardware and the software. And then again, we have cybersecurity. So it's also looking at potential threats that may be coming into an organization electronically.
Finally, Jonathan, how can people get a hold of you if they want to reach out? What are some of the best ways to get in touch? Because I'm sure both job seekers and employers are going to find this inspiring and are going to want to work with Insight to build opportunities on either side of the board.
Absolutely. So come to our website, insight.org. It's NSITE.org. Follow us on Facebook. We are on X as well at Get Insight. And also on LinkedIn at Insight. So, you know, find us there and learn more about what we're doing and how we can help you as an employer or as a future talent looking for additional training or job support.
Thank you so much for your time on the show. You've been so inspiring to me, and the work that you're doing to lower the unemployment rate, get jobs for people all over corporate America and beyond. Whether you're an entrepreneur, you want to go to work for Cisco, whatever the case may be, your work is undeniably incredible and you're changing lives every day. So thank you for that. And I hope to have you on again really soon.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for being a part of today's conversation. Please subscribe to ensure you never miss an episode. Give us a 5-star rating if we deserve it and leave a review. Even just one word will help others discover the game-changing content of our show. For more information and free downloadable resources, visit heardandempowered.org. That's HEARDANDEMPOWERED.org. Until next week.